The Attorney General of Connecticut has been investigating the Infectious Diseases Society of America, who have guidelines out that say there is no chronic Lyme disease. So patients in New Jersey and everywhere have not been able to get treated or reimbursed or even diagnosed in some cases. So what's happened today, the Attorney General has announced that a settlement has been reached. These guidelines have to be totally reworked in a very public manner with different people on the committee, with a declaration of any vested interests which these panelists, many of them had, which is part of the problems with the guidelines. So it's a big victory for Lyme patients everywhere. The IDSA has had guidelines since around the year 2000, and they kept getting more restrictive. And what happened then, each time, less and less patients could get diagnosed and get treatment. And then what was happening is a lot of our physicians here in New Jersey and elsewhere were getting brought up on charges by medical boards due to the fact that they were going against these guidelines, all because they were treating patients for Lyme disease, which these guidelines only allow a couple of weeks of treatment. The next step is going to be this action plan proposed and accepted, and the action plan calls for the development of a brand new guidelines panel, new members who do not have conflicts. It will be done with a public process, and some of it, the hearing where people will be able to testify, physicians will be able to testify, and scientists, that has to be public. That will be done in publicly over the internet, and then the panel will eventually have to look at all of the evidence that has been amassed to determine what effect this is going to have on treatment practices.